Welcome to the Media Line. I am Muhammad Al Qasim, and joining me today is Dr. Hai Eitan Cohen, a researcher at the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies at Tel Aviv University and an expert on contemporary Turkish politics and society. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.
And the topic: Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that there is no backtracking on Ankara's prospective purchase of the Russian-made S-400 missile defense system, defying U.S. threats of possible sanctions. Washington and Ankara are longtime allies and members of the NATO military alliance. The S-400 is not compatible with other NATO equipment, and there are fears that Moscow could use associated radar systems to threaten U.S. assets, especially F-35 fighter jets. A slew of other disputes has brought ties between the countries to possibly their lowest point ever. Dr. Cohen, what kind of an impact will Turkey's purchase of the S-400 have on the bilateral relationship?
From my perspective, this is a strategic choice. And for the first time since the Cold War, the post-World War II era, Turkey will declare its new strategic choice. Will it proceed with the West or will it proceed with the Russians? In my opinion, everything started when the Dutch and the American and the German withdrew their Patriot missiles from Turkey when Turkey gravely needed that Patriot missile vis-a-vis the threat from Syria. And from that point on, the Turks began to ask the Americans to acquire Patriots, but they were not answered positively as they wanted. And as far as I understand, it is a crucial Russian interest to turn Turkey into a Trojan horse in the NATO. So the Russians have turned Turkey into their client, and now we are just counting down for the Turkish purchase of F-400s. And this will create a real earthquake, because at the end of the day, all of the Turkish army equipment are of the NATO technology. In my opinion, the deteriorating democratic situation in Turkey is also very much connected to all of these issues. One more thing, and I think it's also very crucial, the failed coup attempt of 2016. The Erdogan administration is very much disappointed from the response of Obama administration and Merkel administration of Germany, since they waited until the last minute to condemn the coup attempt, while Vladimir Putin was the first foreign leader who condemned the failed coup attempt. The failed coup attempt was a real test, and at that night, from the Turkish perspective, the Russians told them that they are more reliable allies.
You've mentioned several issues that are at odds between the two nations, among them Syria, as well as the failed coup attempt in 2016, and the issue of how Turkey is governed. And it's no secret that President Erdogan hasn't had good relationship with, you know, leaders of the European Union, nor with U.S. presidents. What other issues can we talk about besides these three issues?
Well, also President Erdogan's constant critic about President Trump's policy regarding Jerusalem and Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Also, the issue of Syrian Kurds in Syria is something that is really straining relations between the two countries.
Yeah. From the Turkish point of view, the Kurdish militia, which is residing on the Syrian side of the border, the PYD, is considered as a terrorist organization from Turkey's point of view. It is like the extension of the PKK. The PKK, as we all know, it is considered as a terrorist organization by the US and by the EU. And also the fact that the PYD guerrillas who fought with the ISIS had already got the international legitimacy for doing the very dirty work for the entire civilization.
You are listening to Hai Eitan Cohen, a researcher at the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies at Tel Aviv University, and an expert on contemporary Turkish politics and society. Can this crumbling relationship ever be recovered?
Well, it can be recovered, but the thing is, the Turks should show a concrete victory at home. The Turkish administration should show something that, okay, we maybe will withdraw from the S-400 purchase, but in return, we got something in hand very much concrete, and this is good for the Turkish national security.
Hi, Eitan Cohen. Thank you for joining me here at the Media Line.